What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Now the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Away you go, Meredith.
Morning, gentlemen. So you mentioned Luis Ortiz briefly. I know you guys didn't get a ton of time to talk about it, but I wanted to start with him. He is on the non-disciplinary paid leave list. I believe I got that right, by Major League Baseball, while they investigate what is reported to be gambling and microbats. I think that was the word that you were looking for earlier today. Microbats is what when you're betting on
micro. Yeah, we said prop. So yeah. Microbats.
Microbats when they're talking about individual pitches. So Chris Antonetti actually spoke about this. This was on Thursday before the Cubs game. So this is what he said initially when he said that when he was asked about his reaction when he heard the news.
Not something we were expecting. You know, you get a call and you're informed of that, and you just, my mind immediately went to, okay, what do we need to do next? And there was very real practical things that we needed to do, which was make sure we were in a position to have a starting pitcher here tonight for us. And that's really where we focused.
And obviously that starting pitcher was Joey Cantillo. That's who they called up.
That is it was a bizarre circumstance. I thought when it came out, because we were doing the podcast when the story came out, and immediately your mind went to one of two conclusions, which was all speculative, so we couldn't say very much. One was obviously PEDs. The other one was gambling. The pitches that they show over and over on the internet, I mean, is that a pitch that he doesn't throw a lot of? Is that the one does look very, very bad, but I mean, I've seen good pitchers throw terrible pitches before. I mean, I'm not trying to make a nuclear louche thing, but man, it's very difficult to decipher if these things are on purpose or not, Tone.
Well, look at the Terry Rozier investigation that led to what? It led to him.
Just had to say he was bad at basketball.
Yeah. And you know, guys in their, like Malik Beasley right now with Detroit, I mean, he has lost who knows how many millions of dollars, right? Mm-hmm. And if he just ends up getting cleared of this like Terry Rozier did, their names are in mud. They're really hard to prove these things. That's the point. Now, maybe the way they look at it, or investigators of the leagues look at it, or the sports books in conjunction with them, because they partner up on these things, there's so much money involved. Maybe they think, well, it's impossible to prove any of this, but we know it happened.
Well, I think some of the
pitches, we know it happened, and we saw the bets that came in. They have to know one way or another, so we don't care. Tarnishing them, you know.
It just, all of it seems to be so silly, because, again, you would, if you come to an agreement with a pitcher on a first pitch of an inning, all right, but if you spend more on it, you can't, it's going to get a red flag. If there's more action on that pitch, then it's going to get a red flag. But what's the point of coming to an agreement with a pitcher if it's not going to make a lot of people a lot of money, including probably the pitcher or somebody close to the pitcher? So it's all nefarious, and that's why it's all stupid. That's why I still believe that, yeah, Major League Baseball, the NFL, the NHL, the NBA, everybody, I think that there has to be some sort of a career type of death penalty to stop people from doing this.
Okay, so can we not make the jokes anymore with, like, Kevin Stefanski? Kevin, can we call your first play of the year? Because now you can bet on that stuff. So is it not a joking matter, or is still the onus on the bettor? Like, hey, this is supposed to be fun. If you wanna bet on who's gonna score first, or you wanna bet on one pitch, a micro bet? If you want to do that,
micro bet, so you can
have fun.
Yeah,
have a micro dose of betting.
Have fun doing that, but understand that bet that you are about to make is the easiest one of all time to manipulate. Mm-hmm. So it's on you. It's on you, the bettor. Are we ever going to get to that spot?
No.
So I have one more cut from Antonetti that I want to play because he was clarifying what they can and can't do, what Luis Ortiz can and can't do while the investigation is going on. And he was asked if anyone from the organization has reached out, because the organization can still talk to him. He just can't be in the facilities. And then Antonetti was asked if anyone from the organization has reached out to him. And this is what he said.
I don't know the answer to that. Nothing official, but we have lots of players and staff, so it's hard for me to say if someone did or not. I just don't know.
And that's the part that sticks out to me the most, because that feels like that's just
in a baseball.
Right, exactly. It's a microcosm of everything that's going on, that you're like, hey, you should know everything that's going on in your organization at all times. That's literally your job. And then they're like, hey, has anybody reached out to Luis Ortiz?
They're not asking about the hot dog guy or the beer vendor. They're asking about the head coach.
It's a big organization. There's a lot of people. I don't know.
That's
a GM yourself, Chris?
What do you guys make of that?
I find it to be pretty odd that he doesn't know, but I find this whole thing to be odd. I think the allegations are odd. Again, what can you prove? What can't you prove? And again, you can always, teammates can always talk to other teammates. Now, I don't think you can talk through them or anything like that, but yeah, people talk all the time. It's a big organization. Who's to know? Wow.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
All right, so let's move on to basketball. The Kevin Durant to the Houston Rockets trade was completed over the weekend. I had to write this down to make sure that I got it all correct, but there were 7 teams involved. So it's the Rockets, the Hawks, the Nets, the Warriors, the Lakers, the Timberwolves, and the Suns. 6 players, 1 first-round pick. There was a 12 second-round picks were moved. Houston made a second-round pick swap. Like, just so many things.
Second apron, baby.
Had to happen.
A lot of stuff going on. They
to get this trade off. So my question, I've got 2 questions. First off, have we lost the plot in the NBA? Like, when you're at the point where you're moving every single player among 7 different teams, not every single player, but what feels like every single player and every pick that you have in your arsenal, have we lost the plot with these trades?
Yes, I think to some degree, because it's very difficult. When you talk about this during our offseason and you mention things like, well, the Cavs don't really have a first-round pick. Well, no, they have first-round picks, but then you can't really move first-round picks. There's not much you could do. It becomes very hard to find the Cliff Notes version to say anything. So you have to go into the minutia of everything. But at the same time, I think that I want to stick with this situation or this system for a while and see if this one actually if this actually works, because I think it does put more on team building, but I think it punishes teams that, that have built good teams.
Yeah, you're totally punished for drafting well. You're punished for making great trades. So I think they went way too far to protect against the Super League thing. The other thing, I think basketball's got to be careful here. The one thing basketball has over baseball and football is that their fans had understood the salary cap, could come up with their own trades. They could make it logical. Their podcasters could talk about it. It's the one league where fans know, if you really are into the league, you know every player. You literally know every usable player in the league. Can't say that for the NFL. Certainly can't say that in baseball, not even close. So it's been the easiest sport to talk about for 24/7, 365. You've really muddied a lot of this when it comes to the second apron and the new CBA. They're making it really hard to talk about. And that is a big, that's something the NBA has never had to worry about.
No.
They got to be careful with it.
So if you look at the other side of the coin, what if you're, as a Cavs fan, you're looking at that and saying, well, if the Rockets and the Suns could make this happen with a seven-team trade, could the Cavaliers find a way to make this happen for LeBron James?
Yeah.
It's almost it's like a precedent, right?
Yeah, there's always a way. It's just what are you willing to pay for in the back end? What are you willing to deal with on the back end?
Really? Because
yeah, they could go get LeBron. I think they could only probably end up playing with nine guys, but you can go out and get LeBron James. It's just going to cost you dearly on the back end. Are you willing to do that to win now?
You've got two options. You've got two options, which is, you know, have to trade part of your core, Darius Garland, Jared Allen, Max Strus, whatever, straight up for LeBron. That's one way. The other way is, and you can only do this before, because they're in the second apron now officially, you can only do this in the offseason. It's a null and void once the season starts, which is hope he talks his way into a buyout. And then you can pick him up. But you can't, in the second apron, it's one of the clauses, you can't take on anything in terms of money once the season starts for a buyout. Cavs will not be able to do any buyouts, which used to be a tool that a lot of the teams that were capped could do. You can't do it anymore once the season starts.
What do you think LeBron would be willing to say to get a buyout? You got to go out there and make an ass of yourself. Are you willing to make an ass of yourself to get a buyout?
Oh, I tweeted over the weekend that George Costanza trying to get fired from the Yankees.
Attention, Palinka and front office morons. My name is LeBron James. I fear no reprisal. That's it for about last night. Matt Derry, is it time to tear it all down? What exactly would you be tearing down? As the Guardians have lost 10 in a row, Derry's going to join us coming up in 5 minutes on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.